Deion Sanders is certainly used to the media spotlight. He's a pro football legend with a flashy style and aggressive speed, a two-time Super Bowl winner who earned a nickname Primetime, but it's his Prime Prep Academy that has recently been garnering the media's attention. Prime Prep is a charter school founded by the former Cowboy star, and it suffered from a string of setbacks and allegations that recently led the state to revoke its charter. The school is currently appealing, but once again, it's found itself in hot water with the unauthorized opening of a second campus. Joining us now is Jeff Mosier. He's a reporter with the Dallas Morning News who's been covering this story. Jeff, set this up for us. What exactly is this Prime Prep Academy?
It's an open enrollment charter school. It has two campuses, one in Fort Worth, which is mostly elementary school, and then a second campus in Dallas, which is mostly middle school and high school. They're charter schools, which means they get funding from the state, but they're operated by private nonprofits.
So with the state revoking its charter, it's no longer getting state money?
It is still getting state money while it's appealing, but it's actually a little bit trickier because they moved the Fort Worth campus over the summer without the permission of the state. So right now, they're not getting any funding for the students attending the Fort Worth campus.
What's the problem with the school? What is it that state officials are claiming?
Well, there's multiple investigations by the TEA underway, but what they're actually revoking their charter for is the fact that Prime Prep was removed from the National School Lunch Program, which is the federal funding that goes to low-income students for free and reduced meals. Prime Prep was actually unable to show that they used that money for what they intended to use it for.
Okay.
Not clear whether it was misused or not. There was just no paperwork or inadequate paperwork to actually show it. Plus, there was just overall financial mismanagement and actually a list of about 50 different problems that they had, which was very similar to a list of problems that they had several years ago whenever they were audited.
So what is the campus, the original campus, what does it look like? Is it, would you recognize it as an upscale school or no?
No, certainly not upscale. It's a bit run down, and Prime Prep officials will even agree with that it's seen its better days, and that the same could be said of the Fort Worth campus, which was a former church. The church actually still holds Sunday services there, but they've moved twice after they had a dispute with a landlord in the Fort Worth campus and now are occupying a spot in a strip shopping center.
Deion Sanders is still a marquee name. I mean, a lot of people would want to be associated with a football star like Deion Sanders. To have his name associated with rundown schools, with charter schools that have had their charters revoked and that sort of thing, what is this doing to his cachet?
I'm not sure that it's hurt him too much. I think a lot of the people it may have hurt him with already were suspicious of Deion Sanders. He's a very polarizing figure. He's very beloved by a lot of people in the Dallas area. They're there because of Deion Sanders. He has a very popular reality show right now that partially focuses on his work with the charter school. Even though he was fired in December and still has not been hired back, he still is pulling some strings behind the scenes.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that Deion Sanders was fired from the very school that he founded?
That is correct.
Ultimately, Jeff, is it your sense that this is about education or that this is a vehicle for Deion Sanders and his reality TV appearances?
I think there's a lot of people that are suspicious about his motivations. You'd really have to ask Deion Sanders that.
Jeff Mosier reports for the Dallas Morning News. He's been covering the story of Deion Sanders' Prime Prep Academy. Thank you very much for taking time to speak with us, Jeff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.